So we want to wait on the cameraman. But don't forget, we need you to still make your pledges. Those of you that have pledged, either when Pastor Mark was here or just a pledge for the building, don't forget about us now. Because remember, when you don't carry your side, somebody else got to pick it up. You know? And we're excited about the young people that are going to be a part of GANG. GANG is God's Aligning New Nation, right? God's alignment to a now generation. So come out to the GANG. And we're looking for the GANG to change the generation and change the nations. So continue to let your children know that. Those of you that got children that are not here, for whatever reason, man, believe God. We want them to be stirred in here like never before. Are we ready? All right. Turn in your Bibles with me to Psalms 102. Thank God for the Word of God. Amen. As we get ready for 2011, in this year, I want you to understand that God is expecting us to do our part. Are you with me? Amen. Psalms 102, if y'all can keep your spirit strong, it won't be long, because your spirit start picking up. As you begin to anticipate that God is going to move, we cannot become dormant and getting familiar with God moving in our presence, get familiar with the word coming forth, because God will go to the highway and the hedges and begin to bring people who are hungry for the word. Not hungry to hear the word just to correct your life, but hungry to finish assignment. You cannot come to church just to hear a word from you, fully for you. Are you with me? Those days are over, because you just need to deal and handle your life so that we can do things for the kingdom directly. Are y'all with me? So again, we thank God for you. The Bible reads in Psalms 102, verse 18, "This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he's looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth." Verse 20 says, "To hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death." Verse 21 says, "To declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people were gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord." This shall be written in the generation to come, the people which shall be created to praise the Lord. You know, I believe that going into 2011, this is a time now that God is now beginning to fuel us, y'all. He's fueling us so that we can begin to praise him fully. Praise is just not in the church, but I'm talking about a generation that will express the fullness of heaven in a way that the earth will begin to respond. The earth will begin to react to the sons of God as we begin to rise up. Yes. I need you to see beyond just your needs and God giving you a car and a house and getting your children together. You got to see beyond that. You got to look beyond that. You got to see beyond just you getting taken care of and just getting your family together. No, you got to begin to seek first God's agenda so that things can be met in your life. And this is what God is saying. I need a generation that will now begin to merge, that will praise me in the earth. That will not limit worship to just singing a few songs to go back into a Babylonian system that's going to consume all of your time and your effort. I need these people to begin to rise forth. Are you with me? In this year of 2011, God is going to begin to excel some things. And it's vitally for you tonight to begin to catch this in the spirit. Don't catch it in your mind. Catch it in the spirit. Respond, but also begin to allow your spirit to grab a hold of what God is speaking to us. I want to talk to you tonight about the year of acceleration. That this is the year that we will begin to excel. We're going to begin to go forward. And you got to see it like that. You got to see it like that. Too many times we look at things like normal. Like a Christian, like we're normal. It's time now for the church to begin to rise. It's time for us to begin to build. Are you with me?
Amen.
I'm telling you tonight that people of influence all around the nations of the world, this year they will begin to realize that it's more to it than just fame and fortune.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to begin to realize that. The world is going to begin to crash more. The economic times will inflate. It'll go up and down. It'll go in and out. It'll never get back to the way it was. Because the decline is an indication that it's time now for the church to rise. But if you don't begin to align yourself and get in the river of acceleration of what God is doing, you'll get left out. Let me give you the quickest ways not to accelerate. Get consumed with you. Get wrapped up in you. Get wrapped up in just what God is doing in you. Get caught up in your gifts alone. You want to miss the acceleration and get caught up in the world? Just get wrapped up in you, your interests. How God used you last week. Everything is personal preference, how you like it. Lord, give it to me the way I want it. Keep doing that. And what will happen? You will not even acknowledge. You will not even see what God is doing. You will not even be able to embrace it because you got caught up in yourself. That's why I'm telling you for 2011, settle these money matters. Settle them. Stop letting money dictate to you where you're going, what you do, how you do it. You got to settle this thing. Stop spending more than what you got and praying for what you don't need. Stop letting the world tell us that you need this, you want to have these things. Settle this thing. If you don't, you will spend most of your spiritual energy trying to meet needs for you. I don't have this together. You don't have, ain't nobody got it together. We're reaching out to a God who knows everything. Hey, Lord, I'll be able to do this. That means that God is not even with you when you keep getting consumed with you. How you want to do it. How you see things. Somebody try to show you a way of doing it, but you say how you saw it. I'm not talking about what you say. I'm talking about your actions. You got to act as though God is in control. When you don't, it will reveal your selfish ambition. And you'll react to it. Are you with me? You want me to give you a reaction to being selfish? It's attitudes. Whenever you catch an attitude, it's because you're selfish. You only think about you. That's why. That's a reaction of selfish gratification. You know, in church, if I tell you to do something, if you over the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts, and you just got your own thing going, so when God says it's time to move, because you did praise and worship for 10 years, you think you cannot be changed? Why? Because you in your mind tell you this is the way it's going to be. I'm past this here. I'm going to be here. And God said, no, don't marry methods. Don't marry them. Why? Because you become a hindrance to the acceleration. There's no acceleration for selfish people because they only want to know the times when there's a blessing for them. Their children and how they see it. But there's never nothing for God. How many know you get saved so we can fill the house with God's agenda? You don't come into the kingdom and tell the king how to run the kingdom. That's how you can tell, and you know all across our nations that these churches will be exposed because they're self-gratifying. Men's ambition is hiding and hijacking God's agenda. I know you're a nice person, but that's not God's agenda. At the end of the night, I know everybody telling you you had a good message and you did all this, but what is God's agenda being pushed? You don't want to get involved in acceleration, get selfish. By nature, you can become unselfish, but you got to grab a hold of what God is doing. Are y'all with me? So again, you're going to begin to see these things happen. Men across the nations of the world will begin to realize there's more to it than their money. See, you got to know that. It's more to it than their fame and fortune. They're going to begin to look for people like you. They're going to come seeking. They're going to be at your doorstep. Why? Because they're looking for the incorruptible seed. Y'all, we got to seize the time now. People are ready to go forward. But the question is, are you ready? People are ready to hear this. They're ready to hear this gospel that will liberate them and bring them into the kingdom dynamics. But are we available for it? Or do you consume yourself with the Babylon age? Are you available? Or do you allow your fear to push you in a corner where you don't say nothing and the whole week go by and all you can say is, I bless my children? Are you available? Or do you let your work consume you to all you do is get home at night and watch TV all day? Or do you make yourself available for the kingdom agenda? There is an agenda that God has set forth across the nations for people who will understand this is a year of acceleration. It's not a year for us to shrink back and stop one. No, we got to plow ahead. We got to begin to push it. And you can't push it without carrying what God is carrying. You can't push it because you just got a good ambition or you just got a good heart. You got to be prepared for the battle. There is a generation to come that will praise our God. The times are beginning to change now. The fluctuation of money and nations, they'll never become steady again. But the world will begin to respond to believers who are connecting to the source of God. And God will sustain us. He will keep us. But it only happens for those of you that are accelerating. Are you there with me? So if you don't want to accelerate, stay personal. Caught up in yourself. And again, I'm talking about your actions. You got to ask yourself what you did all week this week. Some of you do two things for God and complain if you got to come and do something at the church or something extra for somebody. You complain about it. Well, you can go work for all these hours, but when it comes to God, I'm tired. I need to get ready to go back into a system that ain't even going to build you. You give so much loyalty. And you say, God, I love you. Those days are over. God's going to begin to do away. You know, as I told you a few weeks ago in Luke, he said, go out into the highways and compel them drug dealers and people who want to hear because you cannot go forward without eating the food. There's a feast going on. And the elect are not coming because they're too busy thinking that they got a form of godliness. Thinking they can go on the job and be some blessing instead of hearing the preceding word. And letting that word become them. I'm telling you, God wants you to begin to change this. Are you here with me tonight? So I want to begin to prophesy to you some things that's going to happen. I want you to receive these things or you're just going to be normal. I'm committed to not letting our church become stagnated. If you get stagnated, I want you to leave. Why? Because I want people that's ready to go. I need people that are not just going to shout and say, oh, hallelujah, and then go home and be just as dead. I need you to put this word in your heart, as David said, so that we may not sin against God. I need you to be strong in the city. I need you to be strong in the workplace. I need you to push this. But you can't push it because you got a heart. You can't push it if you can't go to the next level. You're still saying, well, I'm not that bad. You can't push it when anybody else is your standard except Christ.
I need some people that'll rise up. Because these things will happen for the year of acceleration. 2011 will be a year that you will see people begin to form and see things begin to happen. A continuation of 2010 of how God is going to manifest what he's spoken. It's going to happen. But many of us got to begin to thrust forward and don't lean back. It's not a time for us to go and regroup. Some of y'all come and you say, well, I need a vacation. This ain't a time for vacation. When you're on the world timetable, you work 3 days in the church, and then now you need a break. When you go to work for 5 days in a row and you don't complain at all. You do that for years, but 3 nights at the church, 6 nights at the church, a month plowing in the spirit, praying that you all of a sudden need a break from church. Those are what you call fake, carnal, chocolate Christians. They melt. But when this is our life, y'all, we ain't got nothing else. This is it. We don't have no timetable. We got to go forward. Why? Nations are beckoning us. Nations are calling us. There are people who cannot get free until you grow to a certain stature of God and say, I'm coming to get you. Yeah. They won't be free. But God is counting on us now to build what he's building. Are you here with me? So as I prophesy, I want you to receive what God is about to do this year, because this is what's going to happen. It's not going to happen, it's happening. Yeah. These things that I'm speaking to you, it's already in your spirit. I'm going to turn the light on so you can begin to activate them. Yeah. When you activate something, you act like that right now. The first thing that's going to happen is you're going to have unlimited favor. God is giving us power of attorney for him in the earth this day forward. You got power of attorney. You don't have to speak. Sometimes, you know, back in the day, when people hear God, they say, I heard thunder. That's how they interpret it. But the Lord say this year, you're going to hear his voice. You're going to be able to hear his voice to go where there's favor. You're going to have favor. Stop looking and not expecting it. Favor is upon your life. Men will come seeking you out for God's agenda. Stop saying, well, I hope they do that. You're going, you're looking for choice men that God has already spoke to accelerate what he put in your heart. You don't have to pray no more about that. You got to walk knowing favor is on you. I'm telling you, favor is on us. We don't have to go in the city and say this and that. No, the Bible says, or the word says, the city will be knocking at our door. Because of what's happening inside of us. But if you sit there and act like nothing is going on, you got to receive this. So I understand how y'all can keep coming back. Some of you like, oh, what am I supposed to do? I'll tell you what to do. You just get out there. You go to the bus. You get to that Red Sea. And you make God, you say, God, I'm here. I don't know what to do. And he'll tell you, got something in your hand. He'll tell you something is to look at something different what already you got. Because favor's on it. You got to begin to embrace that 2011 we will walk in favor. Expect favor. Not favor just for your needs, but favor in line of the kingdom agenda. Doors will open because you got favor. Why is this happening? I don't have this. Why? Because the favor is upon you. God is shining his light. Why? Because there's an acceleration. And don't be saying, well, I want favor on this level. Because a lot of times what you see is what you're going to get. The level of what you see will determine how it comes. Think big. Think out the box. You got to look at where you're going and what the favor is in light of your God. This is the God of the heavens and the earth. So when you step on some little job, you might just walk in and say, I don't even need to be here. Why? Because God want me to take the high country. Yeah. And you sitting there counting peanuts. God is rich. There was a king in the Bible that came to David in a time of war and said, King, we're with you. These were prominent people. They said, we're going to join with you. Don't worry about anything. They didn't join David because he was poor. The gospel is being preached now. God got to just meet your needs. No, you're going to have favor because God's upon you. Not because of no need. This has nothing to do with a need. It has to do with where you're going. God is more than just a God of need. He's a God of provision.
Yes, he is.
Stop looking at God just to meet your needs. Just your needs. No, favor is greater than meeting your needs. Favor will put you where God wants you to go. Some of you got to open up and begin to see. Are you there with me? That's why I'm telling you, we have power of attorney. When we go to the school board meetings this year, you got to speak it. When you speak it to your family, your co-workers, in the city, out the city, across America, across the nations, you got to speak it. Why? You got favor. Don't let your faith, your fear talk you down where your favor trying to carry you. If it's in your spirit, shut down that mind and go with it. I know he told you to go talk to Pharaoh, Moses, and you feel like, how can I do this? I'm just a servant. But just go speak. Why? Because what's in you is greater than his authority. God's authority is bigger. But if you don't understand how your favor works, you're always just looking for needs. Change your mindset. Favor comes to accelerate the move of God. And if you get in the water, you'll have favor. Men will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You wonder why I'm not begging for no church people to come. Because it don't matter. Why? Men will come. Women will come. They will come. Why? Because you got favor. God will begin to beckon people in their hearts to come. To assist what he's doing. Not your ambition, but what he's doing. And some of you think you're doing God's work because you got a good heart. It's more to it than that. The goal of life is not just to stay saved until Jesus come back. And hold on. There's an agenda in the church. Are y'all with me? And in this acceleration, y'all, I feel like this is what we got to do for 2011. This is the agenda. We got to move forward. Stop thinking it's just about you. Some of you are so selfish. You think, oh, why this happened to me? Well, how could this happen? If somebody walk out, I look for it. I look for it. I expect it. Why? Because if you're a child of God, you're a king's kid. People can give you cars. They can give you houses just in a day. Why? Because God knows that the agenda will not be dropped. But some of you, your hearts are not right. How can you say you'll do that and you're chasing paper now? You're chasing money now. And you say, Lord, if this happened, no, you'll stand your ground now. These gods of money and the world has to be bound. Somebody has to put them in their place. So if you don't know how to handle these things, you'll never be able to address this greed. You got to stop here. I'm not going any further. Principles in your life. Favor comes to people like that. Because you begin to understand. Again, these are things that's in your heart. You got to know that. Some of you say that and you won't even give. You struggle with giving. You struggle with giving your time. How can we say we're ready for favor, to captivate businesses. The wealth of the wicked laid up for the just. And we can't even come to crusades regularly. We can't even be in prayer. God can't trust you with that. What that says is an indication of your own heart. It's an indication of what God is doing. He's trying to do inside of you. Are you with me? Amen. We got power of attorney. Amen. In the. As Keisha was saying earlier, stop waiting for them to give you a title. If this is the way you got to get in, just go in. Why? Because you got power of attorney. You got the authority. You know the agenda of God. You got to stop saying, well, how can we do this? How can Isaac Network? How can we just do this across the world? Because it's in our spirit. Yeah. It's inside of us. Are you with me? Amen. So let's go to another thing that's going to happen. This year in 2011, you're going to have an open opportunity. And I'm telling you now, don't look for money. Look for kingdom assignment. This is it. In other words, don't look for money. Look for the kingdom assignment. In other words, what is God assigning that nobody is doing? They're going to be open opportunity this year. That's why you see us getting back on the streets. Being in position, doing crusades every week, meeting on Saturday. That's why we shifted that, y'all. That's right. So that we can be there, addressing people, loving on them, building them, but expecting God to move. Why? It's open opportunity, but the harvest is plentiful. The laborers are the one few. That's right. When you come to church just looking for a word for you, you're no good after a while. Are you with me? Amen. This year in the open opportunity, as we begin to do things that God is assigning, we're going to expose all of the human projects.
That's right.
Men's ambition will be exposed because we're going to begin to do the work of the ministry.
Yeah.
We're going to begin to build and grow, and you're going to begin to see things begin to change even more. You're going to see ministries begin to be exposed simply because you're doing the real work. Mm-hmm. Open opportunity. The harvest is plentiful. Mm-hmm. But who's going to labor? Yeah. This year you're going to have more opportunity. But you got to know gospel comes with work. Yeah. Selfish people can't do this. Because when you're selfish, you will not allow God to do anything. Are you with me?
Amen.
So you got to make sure that you're in a position where the opportunities are available. Let me give you a few things and how you recognize opportunities. When your spirit is telling you something and you have the resources to follow through. Many of you think you don't have the resources, but you do. But when you buy into that other gospel, you need a certain time, a certain setting. You need people to say things. Some of y'all think when you disagree with people, that means you stop walking with them. You can't get your feelings hurt, then that means that ain't God. See, you got to change your mindset with this. Everything don't go smooth. Why? The harvest is plentiful, but those that will push through are the mature Christians that will say, you know what? You're on alcohol today, but I see the treasure in you. I will hold on to the God in you, because when you break these people through, they will become our strongest allies. You got to see that as a roadmap for your life and stop giving up on people so early. Stop quitting on people so soon. We Christians do that. You can't look at a crack addict and say, oh, no, but I see the God. You know what you do? You keep pressing more spirit, and you look at that thing shrink. You know why? Because God is going to get bigger, and the devil is going to get weaker, because you're the one. You're the ally pushing him back. You're praying in the spirit. You're warring in the spirit. Why? You got favor with you. Now the opportunity will allow you to begin to destroy the yokes of the devil. It won't come through no preaching or no pulpit. It'll come because believers are beginning to take one life at a time. Open opportunity this year to minister, to build, to love people, and to give them truth. Because the harvest is ripe. The people are ready, y'all. They're ready. The cities, the nations, they're ready. But we've got to get out there and let the kingdom agenda be our lives. Open opportunity this year, y'all. Are y'all with me? This is an open opportunity. God's going to begin to release the resources without delay, some of you. But just don't have the resources. Get out of your mind. You need to finance it before it happens. Just start working. Start moving it. Stop doing what you can do. If all you can do is hand out flyers, if all you can do is talk to people, do what you can do. Why? Because God's hand is upon you. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? You don't have to sit there and be normal. God's hand is with you. When his hand is upon you, it's not if, but when. If it's not done yet, it's just a matter of him still fixing stuff inside of you. But he's not telling you you're not going to get it. He's just saying, keep letting me fix you. If you keep letting God deal with you, God can do it. He will do it. And we will see the nations begin to turn. I'm telling you, there's a company of people that will rise, that will praise our God. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry to see this. I'm hungry to see the nations of the world begin to change at a mount of a few people in every city. God said, can I find a man? Can I find a church that will allow Christ to continue to form within? That will align themselves with government and structure their lives in light of what God is doing. Not no church, but what God is doing. Amen. Open opportunity will be this year. Yes, we'll have the opportunity to do a lot of things we couldn't do before. Are you with me? Amen. I'm telling you, human projects will be exposed. You don't have to talk about the false church this year, because they're going to begin to drop like flies, because the times will not allow them to sustain the work with the source they're using. Because even their power source is giving up. Money will not be able to sustain ministries ahead. People's fame will not, it'll die out. And now the true church must arise. Are you there with me? There's going to be an open door, as I said. Another thing is an open door for effective ministry. Ministry that works. Not ministry that's just out there. But effective ministry. Effective ministry is when you do things and after you finish, you're building them toward God's kingdom and you're building them up to go that direction. Not just meeting a need. This year will be a year where the open door, we will have effective ministry. When we go door to door, one life at a time, we're not trying to get 17 or 30 houses in an hour. No, we're going. We're looking for people who are looking for us. We'll take our time because we know God is at work. God is moving. We're not trying to force God's hand. We're going to watch his hand. Are you here with me? That's why I'm telling you, it's an open door for many of you. When it comes to effective ministry, you can get involved, you can get connected, you can build, you can stop wasting your time with people who don't want to move forward. When you discern, they think, you know, it's time for you to go and say, you know what, I'm going to throw my net out to people who are not likely. I know you got everybody that made you feel comfortable because they like what you like. And they feel what you feel, and you're more comfortable around them. But as you can see, ain't no work getting done. They become a work against the enemy and try to get you comfortable, but you're only comfortable for a little while. You're quenching your spirit because God is wanting you to be free in the spirit, and you're not able to be free around your own people. Why? Because you have gathered a lot of lots around you. You got all these lots. I know that's your nephew, but God didn't tell you to bring them. And if you don't listen to God, you can't go where God is telling you to go. And you quench yourself from effective ministry when you got wrong people around you. You can't do nothing. Effective ministry. That door will be open this year. Well, you'll be able to be effective when you speak. Stop talking so much when you know people ain't listening. Some of you need to discern who's ready to hear it. Ain't no need for me to start going off with all this if you ain't ready. I want to talk to people if it's one, if it's a half a person. That's who you want to talk to. Go to the highways. That's why God is wanting us to go to people who are unlikely would be chosen. Because if we can labor with these people and bring them, they become our biggest ally in this movement. Are y'all with me? Open doors for effective ministry this year. You'll be effective, strong. You'll be able to handle things and not just sit there and just be like, well, you know what? I'm trying this. And no, we're not going to the projects to be down there and just feed them for all this time. We're looking for a resurrection. We're not going down there. See, the burial, if you make the burial your life now, in the way you changing and adjusting and allowing Christ, the resurrection will come when you open your mouth. People will just start resurrecting. If you make your life, that's why some of you come in and you say, well, I'm trying, and Lord, I'm doing this. I'm doing all I can. Stop looking at it like you just going through so much for the church and God for me. Stop looking. You're doing that because there's a burial inside. You want to talk and have authority? That's not going to come till God move all the technology inside of you. That's why you molding your character and reading out the attitude and changing your look and outlook and all this. Why? Because God wants to put him in you so that when you speak, guess what? You're just a representation of the resurrection. You can bypass people having to go through and you watch. You know, sometimes you can get to a point where you don't even want to hear it. And if you worldly, you'll think people will be like, well, you don't want to hear. They're just trying to express themselves. You don't want to hear all that. Or you come on and say, will thou give me the biggest horn you got? Because if they don't understand the frequency of this voice, I don't want to talk to them anyhow. Will thou be made whole? And the ones who hear that will come running out the projects. They'll run out of the suburbs. Why? Because they recognize there's a sound that's coming that's piercing the earth. Not you sitting there wanting to counsel all this stuff. Counsel. Oh, let's sit down. She got this, the boyfriend, and this and that. Yo, you got to go, and sometimes you got to be loud. You got to say, will thou be made whole? Shake them out. Say, come on. Follow me to my Father's house. But see, if you don't start thinking like that, nothing will happen. See, there's an open door for effective ministry for people who begin to hear what God is hearing. Amen. If you get into this road of acceleration, the spirit of acceleration for 2011, you'll begin to see that you're not just a normal person. Excel. You got to look at yourself. You got favor. There's an open opportunity for you. But will you seize it? Are you here with me? Remember that you got this opportunity to speak on behalf of God. And will you do it? You know, so many times we're allowing people to hijack God's agenda. But in 2011, God's going to put a expiry date on the enemy. He will no longer be able to hinder God's work, but it's going to take people like us who will begin to just see God's work. Stop acknowledging the devil so much and focus on God's agenda. Stop saying what the devil is doing and start talking about what God is doing. We cannot keep exalting the enemy and expect things to change. You got to begin to see things the way God sees them. It's a year of acceleration. That's why I want everybody to throw their net back out. Yeah. Everybody you didn't been to, I want you to go back out. I want you to go back and just say a few words. But I'm telling you, the favor, the anointing, the grace, the power that you're walking in, the acceleration now. What you said yesterday will be then accelerated by today. Where it would have took them weeks to understand, and it would have took a circumstance for them to see. No, now overnight, when they were asleep, there's a dream that they had that stirred them. Get ready to interpret dreams, because you'll be able to see what other people can't see, because God's going to begin to show you what it is he's doing. It's going to be clear to us. Receive your portion, because if you don't, you will not be able to understand this time of acceleration. You get lost into pastoral counsel. You get lost thinking you need seven steps. You get lost into hearing some teaching on grace and some apostolic teaching alone that ain't doing nothing. You get lost talking about the prophetic and personal prophecy only. Where it's just benefiting your life. Those are for babies, y'all. It's okay if we use them, but just know babies get that. This is the year God's going to speak to you directly. You'll no longer hear just thunder. You'll hear the clear voice of the Almighty God. Yeah. It's your portion. Eat it. It's your portion. You're not just going to hear just the roaring and out of world see it. No, God's going to speak to you. He's going to visit you. You're going to receive him, and he's going to operate through you. Yeah. Some may hear it like that, but not us. Are you here with me? There's an open door. When these things begin to happen, ministry becomes more effective. You don't have to be crying, whining for why things ain't happening. You'll know where to go, how to do it, and what to do. Are you with me? This is why I'm telling you, this is our portion for 2011. Don't come back going backwards. Don't go backwards. Go forward. Are you with me? The last thing I'm going to tell you is this is the year 2011 of open hearts. This part here, I'm telling you, I'm ready to go because it's open hearts. God showed us that there are open hearts across the nation. People are ready for the sound doctrine. Stop saying it's too hard and they're not used to this and all that. No, they're ready for it. They found out that all that 10 steps to a blessing don't work. They need something solid. God has begun to put in people's heart the hunger from within to begin to do what he's doing. They're open hearts now. So don't count people out. Their hearts are open, a lot more open. I know that's your auntie, but stop preaching to her about the apostolic doctrine. I know that's somebody that was in tradition, but believe me, some of them are going to start merging forward. They're going to start coming forward. You're going to start seeing them come out of denomination. Why? They heard that there's another sound, that God is moving again. The waters have been troubled among his people. They're going to come. They're going to begin to flock in. They're going to begin to say, you know what? I'm going where God is at. And you have to know that when you preach the gospel, no matter who is mad, that the people's hearts are open. 2011, they're open. People's hearts are open. And we have to be ready for that. Are y'all with me? So I want everybody to commit to speaking sound doctrine. What I've been teaching you over the last few years, what you hear from Dr. David, I want you to preach sound doctrine. Don't get up and start talking with the crowd, because in order for you to begin to release this, you got to be able to take and change your environment. Don't let these dead ministers change your outlook. Don't let these dead people change your outlook. No, you got to see it the way God pressed through in the spirit. You got to say, no, I know this is sound doctrine, and stop saying people won't hear. Why? Their hearts are hungry. Some people God going to send just right there to you, waiting on you to give them the pure word of God. The purity of the word of God is what's going to cleanse everybody. It's going to clean them up. It's going to purge them. It's going to push all this contamination out. that's going to flood them with the river of God. But this will happen because you begin to understand there's open hearts, man. This is the year. I'm telling you, don't be shrinking back. Get stronger. This is the year we're going to see open hearts. People's hearts are going to be open, Max. They're going to be open. I know you talked to them before, but throw out that net one more time. I know you're a professional, but just one more time. Throw that net out there. At my word. Just tell them, at your word, then you'll do it. Why? Because God is going to begin to excel us. Amen. This is the year of acceleration, church. Nations of the world, we will accelerate. We will go forward. No longer will we have meetings and just gathering to just reinforce. No, we're bringing things from where you're going. Many of you will begin to bring things. Why? Because God, you will become an extension of God's move wherever you go. Instead of just taking Jesus. Instead of just preaching Jesus. Saying you need to get saved. And people can catch that in the mental realm of their life and say, okay, I know Jesus is the right thing. No, show them the movement of God. You'll be moving, accelerating in your personal life. You're developing, you're growing, you're building, you're connecting to government. You're aligning yourself with the move of God to allow God. Y'all, this is going across the nations. This will break out. Why? In China, in Europe, things will begin to happen. Why? Because God found people that will begin to break the back of the enemy. That's why I'm telling you, don't even talk about the devil this year. Because he's getting weaker and we're getting stronger. That's how you got to look at it. Wherever there's demonic activity, you're getting stronger, the devil's getting weaker. I don't care if we're in politics and we're speaking in school board, you got to understand, you are getting stronger. The devil is getting weaker. You're getting stronger as your spirit is growing. And I'm telling you, I have to tell some of y'all sometimes, because you don't realize how much Christ is forming in you. You think you're just doing better. You're not doing better. You're changing nations inside of you. Some of y'all think, well, you know, I'm not the best. You are God's best. Nations will begin to unfold out of you. You're not just changing your character. Why are you doing that? Why you came out of the clubs? Why you stopped living a life of sin? Why are you doing that? You're doing it because you believe that one day the fullness of God will be here on the earth. That's why you're doing it. You're doing it for the same reason why I'm doing it. Because you're hungry to see the nations begin to bow. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess and say he is Lord. You want to see the glory of the Lord upon this earth. You want every kingdom to know that our God is the real God. The God who manifests in the sons of God will manifest himself right there in 2011 in your city. The same God will deliver and set the captives free. I prophesy we'll no longer just say people are going to be delivered. Deliverance is at your doorstep. Deliverance will happen to us more and more. Not just preaching some deliverance and nobody know. We're going to see the supernatural. We will live in the miraculous. Why? Because our God promised it. It's our portion this year, church. Are you here with me? That's why I don't want you to shrink back and stop minimizing your character growth. You're building internally because God is building a temple within you that will allow him to abide. This is what will change the nations. Are you with me? He's not just in the temple. He's in our temple. Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's us, y'all. That's us beginning one. We're becoming one with him. And as I said earlier, we got power of attorney. You don't have to now just beg God. You never had to. You only do that because you don't realize he's in you. We become one. The work becomes one. Don't exalt your job. Don't exalt. I'm talking about your actions now. I know you won't say that, but I'm talking about your actions. Don't give your allegiance to worldly things first. Seek first the kingdom. I believe God's going to build us in this year 2011 to excel us further toward our destiny corporately. You're going to see things begin to happen. I'm telling you now that what happens for you is because of what we're doing corporately. Do not come to my office or call me and say, you know, Pastor, you know, I can't believe this. I'm telling you now, because only your short view will let you know that millions of dollars can be laid up for you. Your short eyesight, it's for the kingdom. Favor that you get to get us in different places, it ain't because of you. It's because of God's favor on us. We'll begin to take things. You know, Dr. David was saying how Isaac this year will go places that has never been before. Will go wherever people have never been. Why? Because that's the mandate of God, to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So that's why we got to do it. Are y'all with me? That's why we got to declare that our nation will rise. The nations of the world will rise. It begins with you continue to allow Christ to form inside. Don't stop. Some of you correcting you the last few weeks, y'all almost brought hell to me. But don't stop. I ain't gonna stop, but don't you stop. Why? Because Christ is being formed. I'm telling you, there's coming a fullness of the day. When we see the fullness of Christ, in all of his splendor, all of his glory, it'll be a common thing. Why? Because there's coming a day where God will fully manifest himself in us. That's why we're doing what we're doing, Carla. Johnny, that's why we're here. We're not just here. But you got to begin to tag on. The spirit world has to continue to be real to you. Are you with me? If you do the little thing, God will begin to build you more. Don't minimize your character development. You can get a word all day and never get the word. Somebody give you a word because you're feeling down. Don't you know when you ain't doing nothing anyway, somebody can give you a word and it'll die out anyway? Because you ain't doing nothing. What are we doing as the church? I believe 2011 will be the year we take back everything the enemy has stolen. Are y'all with me? Amen. Come on, stand to our feet. Hallelujah. The year of acceleration. Yes. Men will come from afar off and begin to do things. We will see that. Are you with me? Amen. Come on.